Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Whispers, it is so good to be back in this room with you all today. Woo, it's Friday. We made it through a very busy, busy week. I know, and I hope you all are doing well. But before we kick things off, I want to give you a little programming notes here. We will be on a spring hiatus from Friday, April the 2nd through the 9th, and returning on April 16th. But don't worry, Whisperers, next week when you come back on the 26th, we'll remind you of those dates again. So once again, we'll be on spring break from Friday, April the 2nd through the 9th, and we'll return with something so good on the 16th you won't want to miss it. So make sure you mark your calendars, but come back next week and we'll remind you again. And you know, I want you all to join the conversation. So please call in at 516-595-8091. And Whispers, wait a minute. Did you get today's cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Wait a minute here. This is a tequila grapefruit splash. And I mean, for this conversation, this is the cocktail that we needed to usher this discussion in. It is delicious. But hey, if you didn't get the cocktail or the mocktail, I'm sorry, you're missing out. You got to get on our VIP listing so you can get your cocktail or your mocktail and, you know, join in on the fun. And we also will be making some special announcements to our Whisperers via their VIP listing and that they've signed up for. So you definitely want to get in on that. And don't forget, come join the conversation by calling in at 516-595-8091. And guess what, guys? Blog Talk Radio, fabulous. They are amazing. They have opened up a live chat for each episode for you all to drop your comments in. If you have some questions, you know how your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. And I see some of you all already in there. Thank you so much. And some of my regulars that really support us. And also, I'd like to thank ladies that chat for hosting us live in their group today. It is wonderful to be with you all. So, you know, drop your questions in. If you got comments, please feel free. And Whisperers, are you ready to jump into our conversation? Oh my goodness, this discussion comes via an email, from one of my clients that sent this in to me, and I have their permission to share the email with you and go into this discussion. So let me get the email up and let me start off. It says, "Dear Sonia, I'm writing to you and hoping it isn't too late for myself and my partner to join couples counseling or even your boot camp. We've been together for several years, and today my mate broke the sound barrier with this statement. Babe, I'm not sure how to say this, but," and she puts a side note, "I thought he was going to say somebody passed away or he cheated or something. I was just holding my breath. No. That wasn't it. He said, babe, I don't know how to say this, but I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Sonia, I think I lost every breath in my lungs. My heart was pounding in my ears. What am I to do? How do we bounce back, or is it just done?" Woo! Whisperers, I feel like we need a little dramatic music right at this point after that email. I mean, that was like, wow, let's catch our breath. Ooh, I think I need a sip of my cocktail on that one. Ooh. Well, listen, let's try to catch our breath because This was a statement that shook the foundation. And before we really get into this discussion, you know how I always love to start things off with a clear meaning and a definition. So today's word that we're going to get a real meaning on is this, love. The word that we're defining today is love, an intense feeling or deep affection or passion. Once again, that's love, an intense feeling or deep affection or passion. You know, Whisperers, this phrase is one of the main factors I hear when many couples contemplate coming into counseling with me. I want to try and decipher or shed some light on what that earth-shattering phrase probably means and even get a better understanding of it. And plus, I want to give you all some tips and suggestions on what you can do about these feelings. Notice I said feelings, before that ever takes place, that discussion of I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Whew. I want to take this in smaller kind of digestible segments or smaller bite-sized pieces, because this way we can get a better understanding and kind of break it down as we go. And yes, ladies, that is, it's powerful. Ooh, that statement is powerful. So first, the phrase, I love you, that indicates that you or that person have strong feelings and a feeling of closeness. And when he stated, babe, I'm not sure how to say this, it also gave a clue and sounds as if there is a real potential within their relationship if only the person or the persons knew how to free the energy from that stuck or trapped space. And he didn't simply come in and say, look, I just got to tell you, I don't love you and I'm ready to move on and close this door and have some new chapters in my life. No, he actually came in and he said he didn't know how to say it to her, meaning he wanted to still protect and shield her feelings. Did you see him just drop this in the middle of the room? He literally tried to give it a soft backing to it, to try to preface it this in a way that was more digestible or how he can convey it that would not just shatter everything in her. And he wanted to lessen that blow that he was going to be delivering. So let's look at that second phrase. But I'm not in love with you. This suggests that there is something wrong with the relationship, and the love that you have for your mate or your partner is not enough. That's what that statement says. I need more. I just need something. And it may have become that the couple has been so preoccupied with getting the children raised that they forget to cut out or etch out a little bit of time for each other, to even remember what they both enjoyed about each other. Or maybe it could be that they've forgotten to tap into each other's feelings even. It could be that horrible mistress, that job, the one that preoccupies his time, preoccupies his mind, his energy, everything, takes everything to just keep it going, keep the family going. It's those little things that keep pulling us apart. But this is the thing. Whatever it is, it indicates that the initial phase of the relationship has come to an end. And notice I said the initial phase has come to an end. I didn't say the relationship came to an end. That initial phase came to an end. And see, most time when I hear this phrase comes from like a lack of communication and a lack of emotional loving support, the initial phase of a relationship. When you first initiated your relationship, you were plugged into your mate. You questioned them. You asked them things. You waited for a reply. You wanted to tap in. The initial phase of the relationship. I want to let you all know a little secret, so come in close and listen carefully. The real communication problem isn't about you or your partner. Did you hear what I just stated to you all? The real communication problem isn't about you and your partner or your mate. It's that there isn't a common language for love between the two. And most couples aren't on the same page when it comes to communicating about their love or their need in that loving space. You know that old saying, men are from here, women are from there? Communication-wise, yes, that's very true. That's very true because that has to be established. And many professionals call that that kind of communication the love code, but I refer to it as the person's love language. And there are five different languages, and we all have them. And so just to give you kind of a brief glimpse of what those languages are, and if you want to jot them down or if you want to kind of pin mark this spot right here so you can go back and listen to it, please do. So the five love languages are, first, words of affirmation. Second, acts of service. Third, receiving gifts. Fourth, quality time. And fifth, physical words of action, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And each one of these are important and express love in its own way. And we don't have to know, when we don't know our partner's love languages, nor do you realize what your own language is, guess what? That's when that break of communication happens. And that's when this statement of, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, emerges and tears down, breaks down, and shreds that relationship. Because that lack of that love communication, that communication that is needed. You know, it was so funny because I was speaking with this particular couple, and the one thing that I was saying to them is that we've all heard the saying before that communication is the key to any relationship. And I know that sounds very cliche. It does. It sounds very cliche. But if you think about it, it's easy to tell people that to communicate is important in a healthy relationship. But it's not as easy to explain how to communicate. And if we're never taught how to use this key, because it's just like with anything that takes practice, it takes things to put into place. If you don't have the instructions on how to do it, you can never succeed. So this conversation is so dynamic in what that we have to do, how we build it, that it's so much more that we need to pour into it. But this is the thing. I'm going to have this as a part two in our next season after spring hiatus because there's so much more that I have to break down to you all because it's that dynamic of a conversation that it takes longer than the time that we have here. And matter of fact, I'm going to find out what's happening because we actually have more time. And I don't know why it's calling that we have a shorter period because we've only been in here less than our time. So hold on a second. Let me get the studio. I'm going to just play a short commercial break and see if we can get this resolved.
Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray. Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Friday.
You know what, Whispers, I apologize to you all. We're having some kind of technical issues. So unfortunately, we're going to have right now, but come back next week and we're going to get this sorted out. And I do apologize to you all because there's more to this conversation than just what we were just talking about. We are actually going to be going into a meeting right now, and we'll talk to you in a moment.